Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. You get to control the content of the site, should you like. You can submit different things to it. And then other listeners vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is you've suggested. So go to freetalklive.com and do that there. That's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
All right. So we can, of course, take your calls about anything you want. That is the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And in other news, we've got all kinds of other stuff we can bring to the table and talk about. Now, there was actually something here that I mentioned the other night. We didn't get a chance to get to it. The 10 ways to forgive the person you want to kill. Julia, have you ever wanted to kill anybody?
No.
Well, that is good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't think I've ever really wanted to kill anybody, but I think at some point a lot of people, the thought passes through their mind. Hopefully it doesn't stay very long because I don't think
killing someone?
I think a lot of people have thought about that.
I think you're more psychotic than myself.
You don't think?
I think that it's a phrase people say, but yeah. I've never actually thought about killing somebody, no.
No, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say think deeply about it. I would say that, well, lots of disturbing thoughts have passed through my mind, and I put them out of my mind. You saying you don't ever think anything unusual?
I don't think about killing people,
That's
no.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. You can talk to us about whatever you want. But, you know, I think that some people get pretty upset at what others do to them and to their friends or family members. And, you know, they may have entertained the idea. So better to forgive that person rather than use violence on them, rather than attempt to, get exact vengeance. And JamesAltucher.com is going to share with us 10 ways to forgive that person. Says, I know exactly what I'm going to do. Don't tell anyone. I'm going to put on a ski mask, find where they live in Brooklyn, show up at their door when they leave for work about 6 in the morning, and hit them with a baseball bat. I may not even wear a ski mask. I want the person to know it's me. And what did this person do to me? Well, in this particular case, something small, not even worth talking about. He blocked an opportunity for me that I no longer care about, but still he did it, and he did it to hurt me, and now I'm angry. It's not like other people in Brooklyn, people who maybe aborted my baby, or who fired me from a job, or who wrote articles slandering me. I barely think of them. It was nothing like that. What a waste of time this anger thing is. It inserts itself into the oddest moments. It turns daydreams into nightmares. It turns nightmares into waking up in the middle of the night. Heavy breathing, sweating, an erection. And what's this one person? What about the other people? I did this and this for him, and now he won't do X, Y, or Z for me. I can sit here all day long with that. What a waste it would be. I can make a big list, and I can be angry all the time that I want. Here's my favorite Zen story. Two monks by the river, a prostitute trying to cross. One of the monks carries her across, sets her down, then the two monks keep on going. The monk who didn't carry her gets more and more agitated. Finally, why did you do that? You know we're not supposed to even touch women like that. And the monk who carried her said, I left her by the river. Why are you still carrying her? And that's the secret of productivity and forgiveness, to always think, why am I still carrying her? But to elaborate further, I'm a strong believer in several methods of forgiveness. So, A, he says, is taking a break. I'm upset right now, so take a time out. I'm going to think about this later when I may be feeling more rational. I.e. not 3 in the morning, waking up from a dream about a baseball bat, blood all over my midnight hands. Always think of the exact moment you schedule for yourself. 3 p.m. today, I'll think about it. Then see what happens then. And I think that's a really important point. I mean, whether we're talking about, I think this article's more just about forgiveness in general and taking your time and stepping out of anger than it is necessarily about killing someone. But for the headline's purpose, that's what he titled it. But if you look at the suggestion here, if you're ever upset, when isn't it a good idea to take a break? And, you know, just give yourself some time. Think about it for a little while. Put a self-imposed limitation on yourself. So, like, an example of this for me would be, hammering out an angry email. Like, whatever the situation might be, somebody upset you, and you just want to give them a piece of your mind, and you just hammer out that email. Better to just hold off rather than hitting the send button better to, you know, give it a day if you possibly can, if not longer than that. Have you ever been in a situation like that? Where you've maybe sent something that you regretted later on?
I'm sure I have, but I can't think of anything recently.
I know for a fact that I have, but same thing. I don't want to necessarily dig up whatever it was. Whatever it is completely behind me, so I don't know if I could even remember if I thought about it. B, understanding. In the incident I'm thinking of this morning, I know why the person's upset at me and did the things that he did. I went on 2 dates with his wife long before he even knew her. So even though I've never done anything to him, he has some anger towards me. There's nothing I can do about it. He feels he's the victim, but I don't have to be a victim. So understanding is about putting yourself in the shoes of the other person and being able to empathize. And of course, that's you know, an important factor to remembering that, hey, we're all human beings and there are mistakes that everybody makes, and holding a grudge over whatever it is isn't going to make things better in the long run. C, the alien technique. I like to wake up pretending I'm an alien. My mission from the Mother Galaxy is to land in random bodies across the universe and figure out where I am and solve their problems. Today, I woke up in this body. Odd. I feel anger about something. I explore it in my body. Oh, it's nothing. Better to focus on getting this body in shape, happy, and productive. I have 24 hours in this body, so who is this beautiful woman lying next to me? What food can I eat today? What's the best thing that I can do with it? Clearly, the wrongs I suffered in the past are not worth spending time on. I'm an alien only here for 24 hours, after all. The alien technique, he says, this is, again, jamesaltucher.com, is surprisingly powerful. He says, I have modifications on it, but that's for another post. D, to forget. Someone wrongs me. I say, okay, I'm going to forget about this eventually. And I always do. Some people say forgetting is not the same as forgiving. Who cares? I just want to think about other things today. The method is not so important. But sometimes it's important to do the reverse, or to not forget. Sometimes it's okay to remember things about somebody who's harmed you, for instance. You know, just because you forgive someone doesn't necessarily mean that you should continue dealing with that person. So like if somebody is crack addict, and you know they got a real problem with stealing from their friends or family members, you may care about this person. You may have expressed your concern for this person, but if they're not willing to get help, then at what point do you continue to continue relations with that person? At what point do you decide that it's gone far enough and that you can only take so much loss, you can only have them raid your bank account so many times, or whatever it is that they're doing to you, stealing money out of, or jewelry, stealing whatever they can from you? You know, it's okay to remember, obviously, the people that have wronged you, but there's no reason to carry it around with you and to let it dominate your thoughts or frustrate you, or continue to frustrate you. 1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Now, maybe you've got some suggestions. Maybe you have some situations in which you've been pretty upset at somebody. Maybe they did something to really hurt you. And you saw, for instance, how forgiveness changed that situation. And my favorite example, at least recently that I can recall of this, not in my personal life, but that we've shared on the air, was the story about the lady who ended up forgiving the killer of her son. And they became like best friends. He moved in next door to her. And he, you know, I wouldn't say he replaced her son, that would be the wrong thing to say, but they created a relationship that otherwise would never have existed. And
did he kill him on purpose?
It was like a high school party, some petty, disagreement between high school boys. It might have been over a girl or something, like, just something stupid, drug deal, who knows what it was. Something that would go down, a fight of some sort that would happen at a high school party. So did he kill him on purpose? Yeah, in the moment. Yeah. But she forgave him for it. And so how has it changed, what sort of experiences have you had with forgiveness in your life? 855-453. There's more tips here as well on forgiveness. We'll share some of those. But we'd love to hear your stories and your thoughts at 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 855-453.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
For the young homeowner, each year presents a new set of home improvement projects. The year 2012 is no different. As each task from kitchen remodeling to hardwood floor installation is completed, you can feel the momentum building, inching your way ever closer to the ultimate dream home goal you keep pressing. But as any doctor will tell you, too much of one thing is rarely good. That's why 2012 is the year to supplement your home improvement pace with some fun-filled activities designed to reduce stress and reinvigorate that designer spirit. Sometimes all you need is a good laugh. And what better way to do that than by watching a funny movie? The latest comedy from Seven Arts, The Pool Boys, stars Matthew Lillard of Scream, Brett DeVerne of MTV's Awkward, Efren Ramirez of Napoleon Dynamite, and Hollywood's favorite comedian, Tom Arnold. Learn more about The Pool Boys movie and see the R-rated trailer at www.thepoolboysmovie.com. Then see the movie today on demand from your local cable provider, also premiering on computers, mobile phones, tablet computers, and DVD.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
By the way, we mentioned the phone lines brought to you by SACL CAI. You need collections done with respect. Get in touch with SACL. They're going to do it in a way that keeps your customer down the line. So you can see their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com.
Our number here again, 855-450-FREE, talking about the article's entitled 10 Ways to Forgive the Person You Want to Kill. Now, whether or not you've actually thought about killing someone, we've all been angry before. At least if you're a human being. You probably have been angry at somebody for something at some point in your life. And I think that cutting anger out of my life is a good idea. I don't see any real reason to be angry. I know I have been angry, and I don't like it. I don't like what it does. I think that being angry can, I think it can manifest things, like beyond just the anger that you might be experiencing. I think, constantly being angry, the more angry you are, the more often you're angry, the more likely you might develop some sort of sickness, for instance. Like, I don't know if there's any evidence for that.
Oh, because you believe in the law of attraction, that's why.
Well,
you think that the universe hands you whatever you are, right?
I think to some extent that's true. Yeah, I do. And I think that it's certainly true that your mind is very, powerful over your body's physical state.
I agree.
Look at the placebo effect as a perfect example
right.
of that.
I don't know if I associate anger necessarily with being sick, but I do know those people, that are always sick. I can think of a few right now.
Hypochondriacs?
Yeah, the people that are always sick, no matter what, and it's like...
Well, they're telling themselves a story about how they're sick, and so they probably are actually more sick, and of course then, they want attention from people because they're sick. And it works. I'm sure it works. They probably get attention.
My first thought, because I can think of a few people who, for example, on Facebook are just regular complainers, right? It's all they talk about, and
just complainers in general?
Yeah, there's a young lady who I sort of know just through raves, basically, mm-hmm. and I'm not really close with her or anything like that, but she is always sick, and she is so sick that she wants to find... She posted about how she wants to find out how she can get on welfare for life.
Oh, my.
Because she can never work. And
how old is this person?
24.
Wow.
Now, she's really overweight. But, these people, they post what they eat. Like, and it's my first thought is, if I'm sick every day, if I really feel awful, the first thing I'm going to do, and she's been to doctors and no one can tell her what's wrong with her,
is look at your
diet.
The
first thing I'm going to do is look at my daily habits.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? Do I exercise? Because I'm not so good at the exercise thing. And I know for a fact that if I exercise daily, consistently, then I would feel better. This isn't something I'm going to kid myself about.
Yeah.
So, I just don't understand when these people get on here and they complain, blah, 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 but they never look at their life and say, where can I make changes?
I can understand it in that it's always easier to complain, right? I mean, it's always easier to complain than to do something.
I guess.
And especially, as far as the level of doing something, it's easy to do what you've always done, but it's hard to do something new, and it's hard to change.
It's very hard to change. I will never give up on the exercise thing. I will never give up. That's my motto.
There you go. That's a good motto.
I'm terrible at exercising. For years and years, I've said I wanted to do it more, and I am never successful, but I will never stop trying.
There must, Yoda said do or do not. There is no try.
Well.
And he was right.
Well, I do, and then I slow down. And then I do again.
Yeah.
And then I slow down.
There are different cycles. Now, I guess a good question would be, how can you, obviously we'll get back into forgiveness here in a moment, but how is it that, and I'm sure there are people out there that have experienced this problem as well, of doing and slowing down, how can you keep it more consistent? How can you hold yourself more accountable, or can you get involved with a group of people that could perhaps hold you accountable?
Well, that's my next step. I got a new job, and... Mm-hmm. I'm working with an old friend that I used to work with, and she has similar goals to me. And
exercise-wise.
I promised her that I would join the gym with her if I got this job, because I'd be able to afford it, because it's lot more money. And we set goals for ourselves about how many days we're going to go. We're going to go right after work, so we're not going to go home. We're just going...
And you're both going to work the same place?
Yeah, we both work at the same place, and it's the same hours. So we're going right after work together. Not going home first, just going.
Now, don't you work in a place where they actually have a gym on the site?
Yeah, but it's gross.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a gym in Keene, actually, that's very reasonable.
I see.
Reasonably priced, and it's not, you don't have to sign a contract. It's just pay by month. So it's $15.99, I think, which is pretty cheap for a gym.
I guess. I mean, I've never really priced
I haven't out. Either, but I...
It doesn't sound expensive.
It's not. It's definitely
if
not.
If you actually use it. And, of course, the gym memberships, as I understand it, the way they're sold is kind of the gym knows you're probably not going to come in. And
yeah,
use it.
But...
So they sell you like a three-year package.
But
you get
that,
a bunch
this
of money
gym doesn't work like that. It's month to month. You just pay it for the month.
See.
So if I paid for it 1 month and never used it, I just wasted $16. Not a big deal.
Right. And you know, hopefully if you have your friend doing it with you, you'll be able to hold each other accountable and kind of create a new habit. I mean, ultimately, we were talking about addictions, I think, last week.
Why didn't you have me on for that show?
Well, sorry, I don't know. I don't even know if it was last week.
I love addictions.
We have talked about addictions, but yeah, sometimes you have to create a new habit. I mean, for instance, or modify an old habit. So like somebody who's a cigarette smoker, replace the habit of putting something in your mouth with sunflower seeds or something like that.
Right.
These are things I've heard. Thankfully, I've never had to break a cigarette habit. I just can't relate to people on that. I don't think I've ever had any kind of addiction that is that profound. But... You know, this is sort of a reverse situation there where you're breaking the habit of doing nothing, essentially, or creating a new habit of exercise. So I hope that works out for you.
And I do, too.
Maybe you've got some suggestions as to how to kind of keep on an exercise schedule, maybe some tips. Would you be willing to listen to some
ideas? I sure would, although I read all the time on the Internet like about stuff like this. So I'm pretty sure I know the tips.
You know all the tricks.
I just have to do it.
All right. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. So what we were sharing was the 10 ways to forgive, says here, the person you want to kill, but just the person you're angry at, somebody who has done something wrong, or at least you perceived as though you've been wronged. How do you forgive that person? So far, the ones we've been through here thus far, taking a break, understanding, the alien technique, kind of putting yourself in your own body as though you weren't you and you were just an alien for 24 hours. D, to forget. And then we move on to E, to accept. They might be kind of angry for things that have nothing to do with me. If someone is beaten or unloved as a kid, they're going to beat or punish in some way the people around them later. Doesn't mean that I have to be around them, but accepting who they are and their lot in life allows me to move past the small trivialities of how they treated me. They are the real victims, sadly, as I get to move forward with my life. So that's, I think that's an important thing. You know, accept whoever it is you're dealing with for wherever it is they are. Understand that I think people can grow. I don't think you're stuck in that rut. You know, like he was saying, if you were abused as a child, you're going to dish out abuse down the line. I think that can be generally true, but I don't think that it has to be.
No, I agree.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. You can bring up whatever you want. And, again, would like to hear your stories, whether it's relationships on success in the gym, your story there, or experiences with forgiveness. 855-450-FREE. Or you can bring up absolutely anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Mobile site is available for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and the podcast, m, like mobile, .freetalklive.com. So, by the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. If you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, well, you probably want to get together with other people that think like you do. I mean, if you understand what liberty is all about, and that is allowing other people to be free so you can be free, allowing people to live their lives how they want, as long as they aren't harming anybody else. If you get that and you're willing to do something like get active to achieve that, then join up with other people who are of like mind. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it, and then sign the pledge, sign the statement of intent, as it's called, and make your move as soon as you can. There are already 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Julia, you and I are 2 of those 1,000.
Yes.
There are over 11,000 that have currently signed on board with the project, and so we want to reach 20,000. So we need your help. If you love freedom, go to freestateproject.org. Now, we're talking about forgiveness, and it's something that I have been working on probably for the last, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years of my life. And I really kind of had the shift away from anger after joining the Free State Project and moving to New Hampshire and being around other people that understand the ideas of liberty and are willing to do something about it, because that gave me hope again. And when you don't have much hope, it's hard to stay positive. And I think staying positive as often as possible is really worthwhile. So for me, it was a big step moving here. Obviously, I lived in Florida for my whole life, and I made the move up here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And I certainly carried my anger at the government people and what they've done to folks, what they are doing to people. I carried that anger up here with me, but it didn't take too long for it to dissipate and for me to focus on more positive things. And I don't know if I was that angry of a person. I mean, you knew me before I made the move here. Would you say I was particularly angry?
No. Actually, it's funny you say that because somebody asked me recently. They said, Ian said that he used to be really angry. Is that true? And I said, no.
Well, no. I think I was generally... I think overall I was positive before, but I can remember thinking, negative thoughts more often. We talked about this article here that we've been sharing is 10 ways to forgive the person you want to kill. You said you've never thought about killing anybody.
No.
I can say I have. I mean, in the past, I thought about, like, the government people. Thought I was one of those guys that planned, yep, I'm going to go out, I'm going to take them with me. Theorizing for what could happen someday.
Must have been the metal.
The metal, metal music. I don't know if that was true. The metal might have been an extension of being negative.
I'm kidding.
As a teenager.
Hey, metal isn't necessarily negative. I can't make those claims.
There's some Jesus metal out there.
There is also some metal that isn't Jesus-y that is positive.
I think that's
fine.
In
most cases, you can't really understand the lyrics anyway, so... I'm not, by the way, I just want to say I'm not talking bad about metal at all. I'm just, no, I'm not.
Well, you have your preferences.
I have my preferences, but I generally am okay with music that isn't mainstream. You know what I mean? Music where people actually had to write the music, for example.
Okay. Is there mainstream music that is okay by you? Or, like...
If I like it, I would like it. But when, like, for pop music is what I'm really thinking of specifically.
Music, yeah.
Like, they're not producing music. They're just singing a song that somebody
wrote
for them. You know, that, I can't really respect that. You call yourself a singer, maybe. Sure, I could say you're an okay singer, but I'm not going to say you're a good musician, because you're not.
Yeah, right. Like, I can't write music for anything. I don't know anything about musical theory or anything about notes.
People who put their heart and soul into something, you know what I mean? Musicians, there's not a lot of money in there for most artists, right? So if you are doing it, you must really love it. And that I respect any of that kind of music, even if I don't listen to it.
So we're talking about forgiveness and different ways to forgive. JamesAltucher.com is where this is coming from. He's gone through a few different things here, like forgetting, the alien technique, understanding, taking a break. And if you want us to expound on this, we can always play the podcast back later on over at freetalklive.com, or just go to his website, JamesAltucher.com, and see it for yourself. But we were on accepting, and how it is that you can accept the person, who they are, where they're coming from, and move on with your life. F, to relate. People might actually be justified in what they do to me, meaning doing mean things or whatever. Maybe I really did wrong them in the distant past, and now they want to punish me back. It doesn't really justify what they're doing, but I can relate. Heck, maybe I would have done the same thing. And relating makes the anger subside. G, expectations. Sometimes my expectations of people are too high. He says, this is his opinion, most people are crappy people. I don't agree with that statement, but I can understand why some people would think that. Like, for instance, if you work in retail, sometimes you see the bad side of people more often than you see their good side. And
I think
it can be hard to lose.
You know, if they have, the mandatory, like, the draft customer service, they should have draft customer service. You should have to work a retail position.
You think everyone should?
Yeah, yeah. It would make you a better person.
Do you think you're a better person because of that?
I think that I have dealt with some situations that others more fortunate than I have not had to deal with.
I appreciate my time in retail. Sometimes I miss it because of that, because I don't get to interact with the public.
I do not miss it at all.
I don't get to interact with the public that much anymore because I, make phone calls all day to radio stations that kind of stay within my industry. So that I do kind of miss that now and then. He says, expectations here. Sometimes my expectations, people are too high. They can't help it. We have a big challenge in our lives. Well, then what should I expect from people? Nothing. Every day I try to focus on having high expectations for myself. An easy way to do that is to lower the expectations I have for everyone else and not be so quick to judge their actions. And I think that when you don't have high expectations, it's easier to be pleasantly surprised by people. And if you have expectations for somebody and they don't measure up, then you just find yourself forgiving them more often, hopefully, rather than holding a grudge. But if you have those expectations, certainly don't hold a grudge at somebody for messing up. We all blow it from time to time. Kindness. H. Often I can forgive people by doing an act of kindness to them. You don't always want to do this. It sounds like you're kissing the butt of the people who hurt you. But often, if someone has made you angry, a simple hello or good job will diffuse the situation. Kindness is the most powerful weapon created for humans when used correctly and honestly. Now, some people would suggest that when one is being kind, that one is not being kind. This is something that I come up against from time to time with some of the critics over the Free Keen blog. They'll suggest that, you know, that I'm not being honest in being kind, and they'll say that I'm passive-aggressive, for instance, which I find a really... It's kind of a frustrating critique because there's nothing you can really say to it. Like, if you actually are coming from a point of kindness and love and forgiveness, and somebody else doesn't think you are, then what are you supposed to do about that?
Forget. D.
Well, right. Yeah, and that's what I do in the case of the trolls, because I don't know who they are, and I try not to read their comments, their hate, anyway.
You have got to do something about the trolls on Freakin'. They are awful.
I know people don't like them, but...
On the comments, on the main page, awful.
They are awful. That's what trolls are. They're awful. I mean, here's my problem, though,
Not
Julia.
The treasure trolls. Remember them? They had the little jewel on their belly.
I vaguely recall seeing that. I don't think I had any of those when I was growing up.
I did.
Was that the thing, like, they had them everywhere, like pen caps?
Yeah, they were little dolls, but then they started out, I think, just some basic doll, and then they came, I think trolls was what it was, and there was treasure trolls, they had the little jewels on their belly, but mm-hmm. they were pencil toppers and keychains and dolls and all different sizes, and I loved them.
They're still around, as far as I understand it. Regarding the trolls, you mentioned freekeen.com, just as an aside. We tried once upon a time to control the trolls. There were a couple different ways we did that. One was the thumbs up, thumbs down methods. So you've seen these on like YouTube where you can hit thumbs up mm-hmm. or thumbs down if you like something. The reason that didn't work was because the trolls could use the controls. And so they were just thumbs upping themselves and thumbs downing everybody else. But that didn't work. So we tried to institute where you had to be registered to the website before you could do things. And that upset people that wanted to comment anonymously. So figured it better just leave it anonymous commenting. And you know who the trolls are because they don't ever register. And just ignore them if you don't like them. 855-450-FREE. Otherwise, it would be constant moderation. It would be too time consuming.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is the great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the various features you have there. Again, freetalklive.com. Some of those features include your ability to interact with other listeners, like you can on the cam page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll find that the webcam is actually built into the same page as the chat room, or the chat room built into the same page as the cam, however you want to look at it. You can pop them both out into separate windows if you want, but it's nice to be able to have those two things going on at once. You can interact with other listeners anytime you want over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
All right, so we've been talking about forgiveness. And JamesAltucher.com, that's A-L-T-U-C-H-E-R.com, has the 10 ways to forgive the person you want to kill. Now, it's not necessarily about just people you want to kill, but just anybody that you're upset about, something that's you feel like you some perceived harm has been done to you. Ways to let go and move on. Because what good does it do to hold on to that? I don't think it does any good to stay angry at somebody and to hold that baggage.
Now, here's the thing. I see what you're saying, but what if you just, like, what if anger does not consume you? Or maybe anger isn't the right word, but, like, there's people I don't like, and I don't spend any amount of time thinking about them, but, you know, I'm not. What am I? To me, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's okay for you. I think it's okay to have preferences about who you want to spend time with. Obviously, I mean, and if somebody like that crosses your path, like the other day, I was downtown Keene, and I saw somebody that I happen to know is allegedly a snitch, and so I don't want to be around somebody like that. So it doesn't mean that I hate the person, it doesn't mean that I'm angry at that person, but it does mean I have a preference about whether or not I want to spend my time with that person.
But I mean, like, hate, I mean, obviously, if all you do is hate, that's a bad thing, but hate's really just the opposite of love, right? So if you really dislike somebody, couldn't that be considered hate?
I don't know. I think there's a fine line between dislike and hate, and I don't know where, I guess, each individual would have to draw it.
Because I hate some people, I gotta say, but I don't think about it, so I don't see it as a bad thing. I don't.
When you see the people that you hate, does it make the white-hot passion
no.
burn? No? Okay.
But I hate them. I'm a hater. I hate everybody.
That's what? Not,
that's not true, but...
I hope not.
But, yeah.
But what?
I'm a hater.
Okay.
There
might be a 12-step program.
About who I hang out with, that's all. I like to associate with good people.
I don't know if that would be... having preferences, again, about how you spend your time isn't necessarily hate, but if you want to claim the word hate for yourself... Then I can't, you know, I don't know what to tell you about that.
You don't know what I feel.
No, but I know you just told me you hate.
I'm laughing.
You don't hate a lot, but you're saying you do hate people. And I have to say that I try not to. I don't want to hate anyone. And even the people that some would say really deserve it, like, you know, the worst of the aggressive cops or politicians, people that are out there hurting people on a wholesale, regular basis, it would be easy to get into a place of anger or hatred about those people. But I find that if I'm ever in that mental state, and I try not to be, but if I'm ever in that mental state, what you can do is shift your thinking. And you don't have to take a big jump. Obviously, it's silly to think you're going to be able to go from hate to love. But you can go from hate to pity. You know, I pity those cops who have been misled into believing that it's okay to take peaceful people and put them into cages because they might have a plant in their pocket or a chemical. I pity those cops. It'd be easy for me to hate them because they're hurting people. In some cases, they physically harm people besides just putting them in a cage. They might actually, you know, break an arm or beat somebody. Smash a head into a pavement. We've seen all of these things happen over the years. And it's easy to...
I don't know them, so I can't... I feel like I can't really hate somebody I don't know.
I think it would be easy to hate an action, to be angry about what somebody has done. And I know that, for instance, some of the activists here in Keene were recently talking about an incident that a lot of them regret, which was Derek Jay's dance party, where a lot of people were very angry when they kidnapped our friends and even pepper sprayed Derek for no reason whatsoever, simply because they could, because Derek wouldn't get in the car or the police car fast enough for their liking. So they pepper sprayed him. And a lot of people were shouting and yelling.
I've seen this a lot in various videos, actually.
Well, I think a factor is there's always new people that are coming into this movement. And when the cops do terrible things to innocent people, it upsets people. If you're coming from a place where you've been angry, it's easy to get angry. And if you're not around other people that are going to, you know, help keep the situation calm, then the anger can spread. And before you know it, you get a mob mentality situation on your hands. And that's no good. But I think all the people who were involved in this look back on it negatively. They regret, at least the ones I've talked to, they regret the way they behaved that night. And they wish they had approached it from a different manner, from a manner of coming from more compassion. So it's just a matter of shifting over. Anyway, back to the list here from jamesaltucher.com. And, of course, we'd love to hear your input on how forgiveness has changed your life. Or maybe it was you who were doing the forgiving, or it was you receiving forgiveness. You want to share your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. So he's going down a list of things you can do, and of course, being kind to someone is, as he points out, the most powerful weapon created for humans when used correctly. So I think that's a good approach, although it does open one to critique from trolling types who suggest that you're not being kind, you're being passive-aggressive, which I believe personally is really projecting, because I think the person who is accusing you of being passive-aggressive is actually the one feeling the aggression in their heart, because maybe they're mad at you for forgiving somebody that they think you should be angry at, or whatever their issue is.
I can see how it could be viewed as mocking.
I can see how people view it that way, and Mark has suggested that you keep the forgiveness quiet. And I can see that there's a benefit to that, because I have made forgiveness public before, and I understand that there's that perception of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it doesn't make it any less sincere if someone is saying that they forgive you. But I get where the critique comes from. Next point, selfish. If someone has wronged me, I can be completely selfish about it. It gives me the perfect opportunity to practice the principles behind dealing with crappy people. Every time I get to practice those principles, I get better at it. The better I am at dealing with bad people, the more productive I eventually am. Less daydreams about murder, for instance. The happier I am, the better able I am to move on and enjoy other things in my life, the less crappy I become. People can change. I have changed, and this is how. And I think that's really important. Is yes, people can change. Even the people that you have hated at one time or have disliked, maybe you could end up being friends with that person down the line. I'm not saying you have to, but I know I've had that happen in my life. It happened more often as a younger person because there was this one kid that I remember I picked on when I was in sixth grade, and then by the time I was in high school, we ended up being great friends. And I was a really crappy little sixth grader. And then I, you know, matured over time and became a different person and was able to forgive and be forgiven. So I've had those situations affect my life.
Yeah, I've pretty much only had that in high school situations as well. Because I think you're not interacting in high school. In school, you're interacting with the same people for 12 years, whereas in life,
you can move along,
right? And it's not like unless it's someone you work with, maybe you don't really you don't have to see them every day, so you wouldn't have the same. It's just not the same.
Still, it's something to be aware of, be cognizant of, because people can change, and if they do, then be willing to let them back in if that's something you want. I mean, if that's, you don't have to, but you'd be willing to trust somebody a little bit further if they've earned it back. People can, I think, earn back trust. That's a possibility. Jay, to pick yourself. I hate situations, writes James Altucher, where one person has decision-making authority over something important to me. Whether a company I have will get bought, or a TV show I pitch gets picked up, or a book I write will get published, or a girl I like doesn't like me back, or whatever. These situations sometimes make me angry. He says the best way to reduce the situations where one person has this power. If you want to write a book, then self-publish. If you want to do a TV show or a radio show, just record yourself and put it on YouTube. Or in my case, you end up getting your show out of the hands of the big corporate masters and go more independent syndication route. I still have bosses, but I've got 100 of them. I've got 100 different stations that have different opinions about how their programming should be. So if one of them drops off, it's not the end of the world. There's probably another one that's going to come on. Whereas if you've got that one X-Man hanging over your head, that's a pretty dangerous situation to be in. So to decentralize, I think, is another way to put that. If you want your company to be sold, talk to 30 people and not just one. If you want a promotion, apply for a different job. You'll either get your promotion or you'll get a better job. In every situation you're in today, try to pick yourself where you can, or figure out how you can make a situation in which you are picking yourself. I think that's an interesting suggestion. 855-453 to not put yourself into situations where you might be angry in the first place, or you might have the potential of getting angry. 855-453. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can also bring up anything that you want. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, a libertarian restaurant? Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.